giant of limitless power at man's command. And where was it science found that giant? In the atom, a particle so infinitely small that it takes over 100 billion atoms to make up the head of a pin.
This is Out of the Basement, a podcast dedicated to radiation medicine.
And for this trial, they were just pulling claims data with CPT codes to compare. That would not be seen in the CPT codes, probably. Now, in the plan names, because in the Excel file I obtained, it does talk about the plan names. It suggests that, I don't know, it's confusing, which is the whole point, is looking at this, the argument for Rocker is that fee-for-service is bad and is going to keep getting in cutting revenue, cutting reimbursement. Rocker is necessary because it will stabilize payments and it will initially be a small discount or a small pit, and then it over time it's worth it. And this is the same thing with APM. So when APM made a similar sort of claim where CMS was like, with APM, this is how much it's going to cut reimbursement. And then people independently analyzed it and it was like, no, this is not the case at all. That's what we're seeing here, where it is clear that from this data, reimbursement drastically was cut. We have this testimony from this Humana employee saying that there's capitations paid. Now, the thing is, which I think is again, it's under oath. I hope it's true. I think it's true. In an absolute sense, we're talking about a company with $1 billion in debt and the Humana patients in the collections. So even though in a relative sense, it bottomed out the reimbursement, we're talking about less than $1 million. And to a company with $1 billion worth of debt, do they really care? And the marketing, like if you go through the SEC filings, the marketing budget for 21C per year was like $20, $30 million. It blew this away. And the question I had or have is you saw this in Business Wire, they published it. It's a form of marketing. It's a form of PR. It was in the SEC filings. It could be considered just the cost of doing business. And if I'm wrong, let's see the data. So now we know this data exists, right? We have this data from the trial. We know it. We have 4 years of data from this trial where that payment plan was still in. Dr. Mance is still at this company, so they can have access to it. Humana published on it, so Humana has things. This data is clearly out there. I think at this point, it's worth, because this could change my opinion. So part of my issue, just to reiterate it, is not that I'm against episodic payments. I'm against secrecy. And if we see the full granular data, and because I assume the base rates are different, right? So it's 15 for Rocker, 13 for the 21C. They published the base rates for Rocker, but we don't know what the base rates were for here. It is possible that once we see the financial data, this program is amazing and that it's the best case scenario. And it would definitely help me and presumably others support this endeavor. But that's only part of the story. So just to wrap this all up for now, because I know this is a lot for me to take in, and I assume there's a lot of people who are hearing and seeing this for the first time too. So we'll just put a pin in here. Initially, when Rocker was announced in June of 2023, one of my concerns was, where did this come from? So APM was permanently shelved and this was on nobody's radar. And then all of a sudden this was announced. So conflict of interest number one is that the independent consulting agency that was engaged to develop the rates for Rocker, Wakely, is a subsidiary of HMA, which is the company that did the workforce data. And it is clear that Rocker, we know now Rocker was based on this, so technically started a decade ago. But if you look at the Excel files that Astro has in their blog to model the effect of Rocker on your practices, if you right-click on those after you download them and look at properties, you can see that Dr. Mance created the file, or it was either Mance or Hubbard or one of them. One of the Excel files for the Rocker math was created in February of 2023. So clearly that was being worked on since then. The workforce paper was published in March of 2023. So even you can claim it's circumstantial, but that's for a fact. So the Rocker Excel documents, February 2023. So we know that they were being worked on together. And what's more is that Wakely in the technical documents states right out that they pulled data from HMA to make their base rates. And Wakely is a subsidiary of HMA. Finally, I had emailed in that episode that I did about Rocker, I think the original one, 2 months or 3 months after I had emailed Wakely asking about that increase where it would imply that we would be doing 14,000 WRVUs on average. They finally emailed me back and CC'd Ann Hubbard saying that it was a coincidence. That was not what they meant, that they used other stuff from the HMA data and that it was a coincidence. Now, they did not give me, part of the reason I haven't talked about this or explored this is they gave me nothing else. So if that's true, then what do you mean? What did you pull from HMA? And how, that's quite the coincidence, if that's your case. I don't think they're lying to me. And I just think it's just stretching the truth, or I don't even know what to think because they gave me nothing. And I wasn't going to engage with, as we have seen from Astro, they don't engage well. So I was going to go back and forth with them. But so item one, Rocker was written with companies that were tied together outside of Astro. It was done before the workforce stuff was published. It was done in pretty much absolute secrecy. And that was where this all started, was what I was concerned about. Then, this is well documented on this podcast and on my X account and other things, we've just gotten bare minimum from Astro. We've gotten the pretend town hall where they didn't really take live questions and, I don't know, very confusing. They updated the FAQ, and I know they're listening to this, so I know that the FAQ on the blog was updated in response to my podcast and without really answering things. But so that was updated. That was a change, but that was done quietly, so there was no announcement about that. Then at the national, at that presidential Biden thing that was, I don't even know what that's called. It's not the moonshot anymore. It used to be the moonshot. We had Astro giving a brief talk, bringing up Rocker and that side by side with Flash. We know how serious that is. And that was the first time we had heard anything. So we've had the initial announcement with the pre-recorded webinar. Then we had the town hall. We had the FAQ updated. We had the national presentation thing where this was briefly brought up. And then we finally had the advocacy day thing, the advocacy day breakfast. And so that was the first time where the timeline came out. And that was really what this episode was supposed to be. So when I started to put this together, I was going to be talking about that because really the information that was presented at advocacy breakfast was nothing really new. So the two new things was basically there's the timeline. Mance showed some slides with some math that is interesting about 390 million, which is a thing for another time. Then Sarah had showed some stuff. It was all handwave. It was really brief. And there was some new stuff, but barely. And then we have this Accuray thing, and that's basically it. And I've heard, again, all of the things that I'm talking about here is I'm going to save all the hearsay gossip that I have been told for myself. I'm not going to share that. And so these are all things that either I have experienced directly or can find in the public record. And that's where this was supposed to be. But so now I'm very concerned about this whole thing where originally I was worried about secrecy of Rocker and this year in 2023 with HMA and Wakely. So now we have 10 years ago, this pilot program between 21C and Humana that heavily involved Dr. Mance and who was heavily involved in Rocker. Nobody has brought this up, least of all him. And that's crazy because either it worked or it didn't. If it didn't work, it's a learning experience. If it did work, it's a learning experience and advertisement. And if it didn't work, then we have things to fix. And that's the thing is that part of the knocks on APM was that there was no pilot done. Like that was what should have been done. And same with Rocker, that was one of my concerns, but they did do the pilot. It's very similar now. And if it's not, please tell us why. And that requires talking about it. So we have 10 years ago, this pilot that was done and something's published, but not really, but all this data is out there. Why haven't we heard anything about it? And then that leads us into the patent that is for episodic payments. I don't know how to describe that. It's now abandoned, but given the aggressive timeline of Rocker, it's conceivable that another patent exists. Who is that true? Am I crazy? And I don't want to accuse, again, I'm not accusing anyone of anything. In my heart of hearts, I don't think that there's another patent, but now I don't know. This wasn't even on my radar. This isn't even something I had considered, but there was a patent for the same or similar thing 10 years ago by the guy who helped write this one, this proposal. So now it's on the table of, okay, does it exist? And then we have GenesisCare is in bankruptcy, and part of their plan is to replace their Linacs. We have Mance at the Accuray investors meeting talking about how the Rocket proposal is great for CapEx because of stability of payments, and that would incentivize people to buy capital equipment, which, again, is planned for GenesisCare getting out of bankruptcy. The kicker is this criminal trial where he has immunity. If Astro is serious about getting unique legislation passed through Congress, they're out here deleting workforce talks. I don't even need to talk to anyone to know why that happened. It doesn't matter, because I was surprised they even put it up. And do you think this behavior is conducive to trust, to the government wanting to play ball with you? How do you think CMS is happy that you are trying to do an end run on them? And do you think that's a good look for us? Do you think this represents the specialty? That's my concern here, is how do we look? How does 2023 look for radiation oncology, and why? And if we're out here writing viewpoints in JAMA Onc about bad PR, look in your own house. None of this is good. I don't want to be recording this podcast. This is not plan A for me, but this went from me being highly concerned earlier in the year to now alarmed, where we have this guy who was investigated by the FBI and granted immunity in a clinical trial in a senior position on the Astro board, writing legislation for something that he did before, didn't tell anyone about, is now going to try to push through Congress. We get Astro trying to 1984 us and delete things they don't like and then lie about it. Come on. Is this how we want to be? Is this how we're going to attract medical students into the specialty? I don't think it is. And I would remind people that you are not obligated to be involved with Astro. I've talked to a lot of people because I have learned that I am the main source of Rocker information, weirdly, because no one else is talking about it. A common thing I hear from folks is, when I talk about how I'm concerned about this, is, well, Astro's doing what's best for us. What other choice do we have? We have to listen to them. No, we don't. Okay, that is not the only option. And people need to stop just going on autopilot, which is what this is. And while I think most people at Astro mean well and are doing their best, and I genuinely believe that, there is no obligation for any of us to just go along with it or to know that what they're doing is best. And that was where this was supposed to start with, was, I don't know, I'm trying to find out. And now I ended up reading a criminal trial. Do better.
This has been a Photon Media production. Don't forget to like and subscribe on whatever platform you use to listen to us. Be well and be mom.